So Marianne Tarun was working with this particular kind of crystal at a Washington State University physics lab. The crystal has weird electrical properties, something that interests engineers and computer scientists. One day she discovered, to her surprise, something had changed. Matthew McCluskey is chair of the physics department.
Initially, it was acting more or less like an insulator, like a plastic or rubber, something that resists electrical current. But a couple weeks later, it would act like a conductor.
Its ability to carry electricity had increased 400-fold, and it stayed that way, more or less permanently. So they got to work figuring out what caused this dramatic change. They thought it might be contamination or moisture in the air, and then, after almost 2 years, they landed on the answer.
It turned out that the room lights shining on the sample that was left out, you know, on the bench, were changing its electrical properties.
The violet rays from the lab's fluorescent lights had transformed the crystal. The research is in its very early stages, but McCluskey says it has some tantalizing possibilities. You might be able to write information on it using light as your pen. That could someday lead to what's called a holographic memory medium, meaning the data is in three dimensions instead of on the surface of a chip. McCluskey says it's possible a cube the size of a die could eventually hold a terabyte of data, as much as more than 200 DVDs. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.